Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor. Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new here, this is just a quick episode that I do each week where I share my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. Hopefully maybe it will give you some ideas of some things you might want to make, or maybe just give you some motivation to get your meal plan together. I think meal planning is really important just to save us time and energy through the week, and it definitely saves money because we're only buying groceries for the meals we're actually going to cook. I do post a blog post every week that goes along with this meal plan that has links to any recipes that I mention, and this meal plan is only for dinners. And I do rotate my recipes very frequently, so you're not always going to hear a lot of new things, but I do throw in something new once in a while. So that's that. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, January 14th. So for Saturday, I'm going to be making French dip sandwiches, which are one of my favorites to make in the crock pot. It's so super easy. You put a chuck roast in the crock pot with an envelope of onion soup mix and a packet of au jus gravy mix, can of beef broth, and then you just let it cook all day and serve it on rolls and with a slice of cheese, whatever kind you like. We usually do it with Swiss, but they are so easy. And then I'm just gonna make a bagged salad on the side with that, just like the kind that you get at the grocery store that comes with all the toppings and stuff in it. And that will be a super easy meal for Saturday. Oh, just to note, this week's meal plan is like the first 4 days are like beef back to back. Sometimes this just happens to me and I don't intend to be so repetitive with the type of meat that I'm using, but somehow that's just kind of how it falls in place. I don't know. That's what happened this week. I kind of create my meal plans not in a weird way, but I don't sit down and do them all at once. I will say I make a recipe and I will say, okay, I'm going to have this 4 weeks from now and I'll move ahead and put it on the meal plan. So the weeks kind of fill themselves as as time goes by. I just kind of, place meals on future times, either on a specific rotation or just based on, I feel like making this again in 4 weeks or whatever it is. And the way this week's meal plan happened to fall based on the timing of the recipes was like, the French dip sandwiches, which are beef, and then the next three meals are all ground beef. So it was totally unintentional, but that's just how this week worked out. So anyway, for Sunday, January 15th, I'm doing easy ravioli bake, which is from BettyCrocker.com. And this is a super easy dish, which is basically you just layer like sauce, ravioli, and mozzarella cheese, and then bake it. And then I'm going to be making Chef John's Italian meatballs with that also, which is from allrecipes.com. This is baked meatballs, and we really like this recipe. So what I will usually do is get the ravioli bake in the oven. No, I'm sorry. I will get the meatballs in the oven first, and while they're cooking, I'll get the ravioli baked together. Then once the meatballs come out, I'll just stick the ravioli bake in the oven and then let that finish. I think I said that backwards. I totally said that backwards. I'm sorry. I was going to say it right the first time and then I corrected myself. But no, I get the ravioli bake in the oven first because it takes a lot longer to cook. And then when it comes out, it's supposed to stand for like 10 minutes first before serving anyway. So while the ravioli bake is in the oven, I prepare the meatballs. They only take 20 minutes. So the ravioli bake just sits a little bit longer than it needs to. But that's just the way that I do it, just to kind of get everything ready to eat. So for Monday, we do hamburgers every other Monday. So that is this week. We're doing hamburgers. I don't have a recipe for that. I just make patties out of ground beef and cook them up. Also doing oven fresh seasoned potato wedges from allrecipes.com. These are, you just basically take potatoes and cut them into wedges, toss them in a bag with some olive oil, Parmesan cheese and seasonings and bake them in the oven. And then I will do a can of pork and beans on the side with that also. For Tuesday, I'm going to be making homemade nachos with ground beef, which is from theseasonedmom.com. I haven't followed this recipe specifically before, but it's just very basic nacho recipe with ground beef. And why I decided to make this is because a couple weeks ago, I was making nachos for dinner, and it was supposed to be the chicken nachos. And for some reason in my mind, I thought I was making a totally different Taco Tuesday meal. And I took out the ground beef. I didn't even really look at my meal plan. I just thought for sure I knew in my mind what I was making. So I thought I was making like one of these ground beef skillet meals that I make sometimes on a Tuesday. So I had defrosted the ground beef. I started cooking it up, and then I went to go get the other ingredients that would have gone with the skillet meal. And then that's when I realized, I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm not supposed to be making the skillet meal. I was supposed to be making chicken nachos today. And I had the nachos and everything else. But by that point, I had already defrosted the ground beef and started cooking it up. So I decided, okay, we're going to do ground beef nachos today instead, because I had all the other stuff for nachos and nothing that would have been needed for the skillet meal. So I wound up making the ground beef nachos, and they came out really, really good. So I decided to kind of add that into my rotation for my Taco Tuesday nights. So I downloaded a recipe just to kind of have it to stick in my meal plan app to have that on our rotation for Tuesdays. So that's for Tuesday. So for Wednesday, we usually do seafood on Wednesdays. We do baked salmon pretty frequently. We're doing that again this week. So all I do for the baked salmon is I buy the individually frozen fillets, and then I defrost them, and then I bake them in the oven at 450 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes. Before I stick them in the oven, I just brush them with a little bit of olive oil and McCormick Smokehouse maple seasoning. And that's super, super easy. And then as a side, I'm going to be doing Sarah's rice pilaf, which is from allrecipes.com. And then a side of frozen vegetables, just like whatever I have in the freezer. I usually try and keep some of those like steam fresh type ones that you could just put in the microwave. And then for Thursday, again, another ground beef. I totally did not intend to use ground beef for almost my entire meal plan this week, but whatever, this is my meal plan. So progress over perfection. I have a meal plan at least. But anyway, so for Thursday, we usually do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner on Thursday, because that's the night I go grocery shopping. And I try and just make the meal prep pretty quick and easy. So I'm going to be doing stuffed pepper soup on Thursday. I've made this a few times so far. We really like it. It's from tasteofhome.com. And it's basically just like all the stuff you would have for like stuffed peppers. So it's like ground beef, peppers, tomato sauce, diced tomatoes, rice, and it all goes into a soup. So that we're going to be doing for Thursday. The last meal on this week's meal plan is for Friday, January 20th, and I'm going to be doing baked teriyaki chicken, which is also from allrecipes.com. This one does take about an hour to make in the oven, but I really like this. It's made with boneless chicken thighs. And I just really like how it comes out. They come out really tender. The sauce is really good. And then I'm going to be making that with cheesy instant pot rice and vegetables, which is from thesaltymarshmallow.com. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope this was helpful to you in some way or inspired you to get your own meal plan together. Again, you can find the blog post, which includes any links to recipes I mentioned here today, on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. So that is it for this week, and I will see you here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.